It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Wei-Ping Chin.
Good morning. Today we have two guests. One is Rebecca Thomas. She's the site manager of International Institute. Welcome, Rebecca.
Thank you.
And our second guest is Paul Kastikin. And he is the Missouri State Refugee Coordinator at the Missouri Office of Resource Administration. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming. I'm so glad that you both are coming to talk about the refugee situation and how that in Southwest Missouri, how are we helping them. So, Paul, can you tell us a little bit about the history of International Institute?
Sure. The International Institute is actually a bigger office in St. Louis, and they have been around since 1919. So we're actually celebrating our 100-year anniversary this year and have lots of events going on in St. Louis. The satellite office in Springfield began in 2012, and it started when the office that was originally here noticed an influx of Burmese clients settling on their own in Springfield. And they had come because Pastor Lapp, was in Springfield, and he kind of was gathering other Burmese refugees from around the Midwest to come to Springfield because of the availability of jobs and housing, and just because Springfield was a great place for refugees to be. So the International Institute started up in 2012 to provide refugee social services to predominantly Burmese clients at that point. And within a few years, the International Institute in Springfield started to resettle, actually bring people over from Democratic Republic of Congo.
I see.
Since 2012, the population has kind of shifted from the Burmese to the Congolese. And so that has brought kind of a interesting mix into the population of Springfield.
Rebecca, tell us a little bit about the mission of your office and the programs that you provide.
So our overall mission is basically to just build a more connected and productive society that benefits immigrants, their families, and the community at large. So that's the International Institute mission statement. In Springfield, provide support services for immigrants as a whole. We help them just adjust to the U.S. So that's a large part of what we do. The second part of what we do, which is what we call RSS, but I'll let Paul talk a little bit about that.
Okay.
So RSS is Refugee Support Services, and Refugee Support Services are dollars that originate from the Office of Refugee Resettlement. That's a federal office within the Department of Health and Human Services. They fund a variety of refugee programs, one of which is this Refugee Support Services, and those are dollars that allow agencies across Missouri, there's five agencies, to work with clients, to do case management, and to provide employment services. It's predominantly an employment program and a self-sufficiency program.
What sort of challenges do you see, especially in the Southwest Missouri area, that you face when you do this work?
So we're a very small office, and I think our primary challenge is maintaining a strong volunteer base to support the work that we do here in Springfield. We have a lot of problems with finding housing for new families that as they come in. So we're always looking for landlords or property managers that are willing to work with refugees.
Rebecca, our radio program is called Making Democracy Work. Why is your institute crucial to building democracy in this nation?
So I really like this question, and I've thought long and hard about this question. But I think, to me, I think when you see the enthusiasm that refugees have for the American way of life and for our system of government, you know that they revitalize our government. So a lot of our clients come from what we call failed states, you know, where democracy is just, it's like this myth, you know, out there. And I think that just observing them and their enthusiasm it reinvigorates me as a citizen, and then it also, I feel like it reinvigorates our democracy mm-hmm. because they're so passionate mm-hmm. about democracy. Mm-hmm. So,
and by the way, I heard that there will be a World Refugee Day coming up.
Mm-hmm. There is. So June 20th is the World Refugee Day. It's sanctioned by the United Nations for mm-hmm. High Commission of Refugees, mm-hmm. And it's a really big deal for refugees. Yes. They like to celebrate it. We'll be hosting a documentary at the Library Station mm-hmm. on June 20th at 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And then we will also be having a park day, which mm-hmm. that'll be just basically for refugees and for volunteers that volunteer at the agency. So we're very excited about the day.
So I know a lot of listeners are probably wanting to know more. So where can I find more information?
Of course, you can visit our website, which is iismo.org, okay. Or you can visit our Facebook page, which is also facebook.iismo.com.
Well, thank you both for coming.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thanks for inviting us.
You have been listening to Making Democracy Work, sponsored by the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. You can find this program and others in the Making Democracy Work series at kfmu.org. This is Hui Ping Chin. Thank you for listening.